Previously, we heard about a rural southern Oregon community called Foots Creek, where neighbors have banded together to form an emergency wildfire plan. Among their volunteer phone dispatchers is a landowner living deep in the woods who has built a wildfire protection system around his entire home. JPR's April Ehrlich reports.
Only a winding dirt road outside Gold Hill will get you to Neil Thurison's house. After weaving through a dense thicket of madrones and oak trees, you'll come upon a towering home made entirely of logs.
It's like Lincoln logs, you know, and it's put together piece by piece. Each log is marked and numbered, and they assemble it with a crane, and then you finish it, which is doors and windows and floors and insulation.
Neil built the rest of his house with wildfire in mind. A metal roof, a rooftop sprinkler system, and a sort of fire hydrant equipped with firefighting hoses. He also built a series of small ponds that encircle his house like a moat protecting a large wooden castle. He says all of this is necessary if you want to live in the woods.
Traditionally, especially in the Rogue Valley here, fire swept through here approximately every decade. I mean, and we haven't seen fire in here for at least 100 years. So there's a lot of fuel all the way around us.
Neil is a retired Oregon State Parks ranger. He spent several years hosting tours, describing the different plants and trees of our forests and the histories behind them. He assumes this role again as he walks around his property, explaining this complex system he's developed for fire.
That number here is the one thing that people have to be concerned about now, and that is your battery backup.
Pacific Power says it'll cut electricity to its customers if high winds and dry weather pose a wildfire threat, much like Pacific Gas and Electric Company is already doing in California. Neil says he needs power if he wants to run water from his well for his sprinkler system. So he's installed solar panels that charge a dozen large batteries in this shed.
Even if they cut my power off, or even if the power coming up the road, the poles start on fire, I will have power in to run my well and keep my place wet.
But the biggest feat of Neil's wildfire system is the dip pond less than a mile up the hill from his house. He had to rent a hydraulic excavator to dig a hole big enough to hold nearly 2 acre feet of water. It collects that water from Miller's Gulch, a seasonal creek that runs through his 75-acre property. With the right permits, the state allows landowners to build these ponds so firefighting helicopters with dip buckets have a water source to pull from.
This is the first strike for my fire suppression systems. And you can see the size of that pipe. I can really suck a lot of water out really quick and have good pressure.
That water pressure is pushing water down a pipe, leading into the fire hydrant down by his house.
You can see, this is the water that is coming off of the pond right now. And the water pressure that I use to use for fire suppression. So
Neil built everything himself, the dip pond, the fire hydrant and sprinkler system, the solar panels and battery backup. He says it cost about $10,000. He also spent another couple $1,000s on heavy equipment, including a brush hog for mowing undergrowth and a bulldozer for digging fire lines. He also uses a chainsaw to cut lower limbs off trees. Otherwise, fire could climb them.
Then you have crown fires. When you have crown fires in a forest, you might as well just get out. It's deadly, it moves fast, and sucks up all the oxygen, and it's something you really want to prevent.
Needless to say, all of this is a lot of work. But Neil says it's worth it if it means he gets to live here.
I just love living in the woods. I like seeing the animals and the wildlife that live here. I like having the privacy and the open space.
He says it's also just his responsibility as a landowner living on 75 acres of forest. If a wildfire strikes his property, he can get a head start on the flames before firefighters get there. He sees it as a way to not only protect his home, but the whole community from a devastating wildfire. April Ehrlich, JPR News.